Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name's Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we will endeavor to give you a message of truth. We have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources on that website, including these radio programs and MP3 files, also a host of Bible videos on various subjects that are 30 minutes in length, and we also have a host of other Bible study-related material. Please give a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given our regular meeting times for our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. We want nothing from you, just to show you the need for God in your life and the relationship you need to have with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died for your sin. Last week, we began a study of what does the Bible claim for itself? And the question that it claims for itself is that it is a book of inspiration. And last week, we began studying and answering the first question, can the Old Testament sustain the claim that it is inspired? We begin this morning by reading from the book of Jeremiah. The great prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2, hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. Again, the great prophet Jeremiah says that the Lord speaks to you. Thus saith the Lord. So his message to Israel was not from Jeremiah, it was from God. In Jeremiah 1, verse 4 through 6, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am but a youth. The word of the Lord came to me. Notice, he didn't think it himself. He didn't ascribe it to his thoughts, his theories. He said the Lord spoke to him. We continue in verse 7. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Now, do you see the direct words of God be placed on the tongue of Jeremiah? And so when he went to the children of Israel, when he warned them about the impending doom of Babylonian captivity and tried to get them to repent, to be able to avert it, they did not listen. And later on, in the middle of his prophecy, he tells them now that they have wasted their opportunity, and now they must submit to God and go into captivity to be punished for their disobedience. But notice, he did not give them that direction. God gave them that direction through Jeremiah, his prophet. God spoke these words to me. God put his finger on my tongue and placed his words on my tongue. You see, this wasn't the prophecy of Jeremiah. This was the word of God given through the prophet Jeremiah. And then we look at Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, on the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Shebar. And the hand of the Lord was upon him there. But notice, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest. Yes, he was a priest, but these words did not originate with him. They originated with God. In Ezekiel's call to be his prophetic work, to go and to speak to the people. In chapter 2, verse 1, he says, I will speak to you. In chapter 2, verse 2, the Spirit entered me and spoke to me. in chapter 2, verse 7, speak my words to them. Chapter 3, verse 4, speak my words to them again. In chapter 3, in verse 10, receive into your heart all my words that I speak. And chapter 3, verse 22, I will talk with you. And in chapter 3, verse 27, but when I speak with you, I will open your mouth and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. He who hears, let him hear, and he refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. And so what we see is that they were going to be rejected by God. Now, when they did not hear the words of Ezekiel, when they did not follow the teachings that he gave them through his prophecy, they were not rejecting Ezekiel, they were rejecting God. And that's so with the other prophets that we looked at, Isaiah and Jeremiah and Amos. When they rejected those prophets, they were rejecting God. And so when we read the Old Testament and we see the instructions that were given by these prophets or the warnings that were given by the prophets, when they were rejected by Israel and by God's people, they weren't arguing with Jeremiah or Isaiah or Ezekiel or even David. They were, in essence, arguing against God. And then let's look at Zechariah. In Zechariah 7 and verse 12, yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Notice Zechariah says that they refused to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Notice, these words were sent to them through the words of the prophets that got the words that were sent from God. So what do you see? You see that God is speaking through the prophet. The Holy Spirit directed them and led them and guided them to teach these words and these warnings and this instruction. And when they failed to accept what God said, they were arguing and they were denying the instructions of God. And they would be held accountable for that. Let me give you another illustration, the story of Balaam. The story of Balaam illustrates how God directed the very words to be spoken and served to protect his message. Notice what Balaam said about God and what God said about Balaam. Balaam, when he was asked by Balak to speak and to condemn and to curse God's children, he said in 22 verse 18 of Numbers, he said, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord. I cannot go further than what God has told me. In 22 verse 38, the word God puts in my mouth, that I must speak. He had to speak what God instructed him to speak. Balaam did not have the authority, nor did he have the right to change or to alter or amend the message that God wanted him to give Balak. In chapter 23, verse 5, the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth. Chapter 23, verse 16, the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth. And last, in chapter 24, verse 13, what the Lord says I must speak, I can't speak my own mind. Now notice that last passage. What the Lord says I must speak, I can't speak of my own mind. Balaam did not have the authority nor the right to change, to alter, or amend the words that God gave him to give to Balak. You see, he was limited. He was directed by the Spirit, and he was limited to only speak the words which God had given him through his Spirit. Now again, that means when Balak would reject what Balaam had said, in essence, he was rejecting God. Now, the men of God have all claimed, we can look at many more examples, but these will suffice. All of these examples demonstrate clearly that these men spoke as they were directed by the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the words that God gave them in order to give instruction to God's people. Now, let's examine for a moment the law of Moses. The law was given by Moses from God. Let us examine the fact is that even though Moses was the lawgiver and Moses gave the law, where did he get the instruction? Where did he get the word that he gave to the people? In Exodus 20 and verse 1, it says, "And God spoke all these words, saying," when he gave the Ten Commandments, Moses said, "And God spoke all these words, saying," the commandments didn't originate from Moses. They originated with God. God gave them to Moses. Moses gave them to the people. That's not true just with the Ten Commandments. That's also true with the law of Moses. It was given by Moses, the lawgiver, but the law was given by God to Moses to give to the children of Israel. And it was written down and it was codified on two tablets of stone. But those words, according to Exodus 19, were written with the finger of God. What does that mean? These words are directly from God. Moses is a servant that is giving the instruction, but the instruction came from God. In Nehemiah 8, verse 1, this is after the captivity of the Babylonian captivity. It says, "Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel." Notice, the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. The law of God under the Mosaic covenant was given through Moses, but those words were given to Moses by God. Let's look at Nehemiah 10, verse 29. These joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord and his ordinances and his statutes. You see, God's law was given to Moses. Moses was the lawgiver, but the law did not originate in the mind of Moses. It did not originate in his thoughts. It did not originate in what he thought was important or what he determined they needed to hear. All the messages that were spoken in the old covenant were given by God, and they were given by God through Moses and the other prophets that he sent to warn Israel, to guide Israel, to lead Israel, and he gave them the opportunity to accept those instructions, to follow them, and to be obedient to them. Sadly, they did not do that, but they killed many of the prophets. They rejected the teaching of the prophets, but in essence, they weren't rejecting Moses. They weren't rejecting Isaiah or Jeremiah or Zechariah or Amos. In essence, they rejected God. That word, that instruction, that law did not originate with Moses or any of those other prophets. Those words originated and those commandments originated with God, and they were authoritative and should have been obeyed.